So today, I've named the sermon, Be a Banana Tree. I named it that because in Papua, we got given a couple of banana trees and we planted them in the corner of our yard. And those two banana trees became four, they became eight, they became 16, and soon the whole corner of our yard was full of banana trees. They multiplied. They didn't only multiply, they grew and they matured and they bore fruit. So we had plenty of bananas to eat. We could share them with our friends. And when people came to our gates to ask for food or to ask for money, we were able to give them bananas as well. We even gave some banana plants to other people who planted them in their yard and they multiplied, they grew, they matured, and they bore fruit. They had plenty of bananas as well. Paul and Silas were like banana trees. In Acts 17, we read that they went to Thessalonica, and they were about the only two believers in Jesus. They were only the only two followers of Jesus in Thessalonica at the time, but they shared the gospel. And so many of the Thessalonians became believers in Jesus. They multiplied. And not only did they multiply, but Paul and Silas started to invest in them and help them to grow. And so they grew and they matured and they started bearing fruit. And so even in that time, there were some Jews that were persecuting the new church. They didn't want Paul and Silas to spread this message of hope. And so they were chasing Paul and Silas out of there. And as we know in Acts, Paul and Silas had to quickly move out of Thessalonica and they went to Berea and continued to get chased there by the Thessalonian people as well, who chased them out of the whole area. And so it's interesting to come to this passage and there's still a good, strong new church in Thessalonica. This is about 6 months later that Paul and Silas and Timothy as well are writing to the Thessalonians, and they write to them encouraged, because even though there was such suffering, like in Thessalonica, obviously from that little story, they needed to be sure before they believed in Jesus. They knew that they were going to face persecution. They knew that someone was going to be angry at them. They turned from idols and to the living God, but those who worshipped idols didn't want them to do that either. So there was persecution from the Jewish side, there was persecution from their traditional Greek god idol worshipping side, and so they had to be sure when they wanted to follow Jesus. And so here, Paul, Silas and Timothy write to the Thessalonian church, encouraged. And they talk about how they've been, you know, they start the letter with a greeting, as usual. And then they talk about how they are always praying for the Thessalonians. And then there's three things they're thankful for in the Thessalonians. The first one they mention is the work produced by faith. So something changed in them. Before they did certain things, and now their faith meant that their works were different. They didn't do the same things. I'll catch up in my notes. So that often happens, doesn't it? When someone comes to know Jesus, they change. They're not the same as they were before. They don't think about themselves only, but they start thinking about others. They start thinking about their community, how their community can improve. God works in them and they change. Their faith is expressed in what they do. My friend Mr. Love in Papua, he's a perfect example of this. You see, he was known as Mr. Homebrew because every time he went fishing, he was a fisherman, he would catch fish, he would take them to the market, he would sell them, and with the proceeds, he would buy alcohol at the market, the local homebrew. And so people called him Mr. Homebrew because when he came back home, he had already been intoxicated with this homebrew from the market. His family was a bit of a mess. He had a lot of problems in life and he needed help. He sat there pondering one day about how he could change. He had tried so many times and was unsuccessful in changing, but this day, four people came, including me. God had sent us there. And we got to bring the gospel to Mr. Love. And Mr. Love changed instantly, almost instantly. His life changed. The way he treated his family changed. He saw his community differently. You see, there was youth that would regularly be drinking near his place, and he wanted something more for them. So he gathered them together and they started digging into the side of the hill so that they could build a soccer field, so that the kids would have something different to live for than just intoxicating themselves and being, you know, drunk and not having anything to live for. He saw something better for the community and he changed it. After a while, he did so many things for different people that those in need would often come to Mr. Love for help. Mr. Love's name, Mr. Homebrew, soon got changed. His community started calling him Parepe, which is kind of like a play on words of the community boss or the head of our community. They started calling him the head of the community in a playful sort of way, and it was quite an incredible change and everyone saw it. His works produced by faith were obvious to everyone. So that's the first thing that Paul, Silas and Timothy were thankful for in the Thessalonians. Their works produced by faith. The second was their labour prompted by love. Jesus showed us how to love, didn't he? And they followed Jesus' example. They went into the community, they loved each other. It says in chapter 4, verse 9, "Now about brotherly love, we do not need to write to you, for you yourselves have been taught by God to love each other. And in fact, you do love all the brothers throughout Macedonia. Yet we urge you, brothers, to do so more and more." They were following Jesus' example of loving others, caring for the sick. Maybe they would listen to people who needed to be listened to and cared for. Maybe they did things in community that would love those who desperately needed to be loved. It doesn't explicitly say what they did, but we know that their actions were full of love, whereas probably before they weren't. Are your works, are the things that you're doing showing love? Are they showing your faith? Are they obvious to everyone that God is at work in your heart, changing you so that you are acting out of faith and love for others? Are you thinking about what you can do in your community here in Engadine to love others outside of the church, to be an example to them. So the third thing that the authors of Thessalonians are thankful for is their endurance inspired by hope in our Lord Jesus Christ. Hope is a beautiful thing, isn't it? And the Thessalonian church put their hope firmly upon Jesus. Jesus was raised from the dead. He rescued us from the terrors of the coming judgment. This is an inspiration to the Thessalonians to press on in their faith even through severe suffering. They had enduring hope. I get this picture of someone running a marathon. And, you know, when you run a marathon, I'm sure that every marathon runner has pain. It's painful, you know, to keep running for that long. But the hope of the glory when you get to the finish line makes the pain less. You can push through because there's this hope that drives you forward. They tell me that as you're giving birth as a mother, that the hope of holding this beautiful baby in your arms helps you to endure the suffering a lot easier than if there was no hope in the end of something to come. How much more do we have this beautiful hope of spending eternity with Jesus, with God in heaven, together with him? It's an amazing hope, isn't it? And it inspired the Thessalonians to press on, to hold on to the faith even though they suffered, even though people hated them, even though they faced persecution, maybe imprisonment. Is your hope firmly in Jesus? Is that what you, that drives you? Is it your hope that in Jesus that drives you? Is that what gets you through those tough times? When someone dies or when someone's sick or when you don't know what's going on in your family? Are you holding on to the hope of Jesus? Of God's help with you? Why should we be thankful? Because God is spreading faith, love, and hope through the world. So the first point is that Paul, Silas, and Timothy are thankful for the Thessalonians' faith that produced good works, their labor prompted by love, and their hope, which helped them to endure through suffering. My second point is that the Thessalonians were God's chosen example. The Thessalonians imitated Jesus, and they became an example to all the believers through grace. They received the message with joy from the Holy Spirit, despite severe suffering it brought them. In this way, they imitated Paul, who believed the good news about Jesus, even though he was beaten, he was put in prison. They followed the example of Jesus, who told the truth and spread the truth, even though he was persecuted, he suffered and he died for us. Verse 7 is high praise, isn't it? As a result, you have become an example to all the believers in Greece, throughout Macedonia and Achaia. What about you at Engadine? Would people say that you are an example to all of Engadine, to Heathcote, to the Sutherland Shire? Are you an example? Are you someone that is a model for everyone to follow? A model of who Christ is, of his work in you, the church. One thing we must notice here is it wasn't the Thessalonians who made themselves great. It wasn't what they did that made themselves great. It was what God did in them. It was God's work in them. It talks about God's word. God's word is repeatedly linked in the Bible with power. It's described as a two-edged sword. It's always true. It never fails. It stands forever. Those who put the word of the Lord into practice are blessed. The gospel is the power of God for the salvation of those who believe. God's word is powerful, isn't it? The power of God's word is often linked to the Holy Spirit. And here the Holy Spirit gave the Thessalonians full assurance that what was said was true. And that's how we know that they were chosen. They were loved by God and they were chosen to be his example, his people. It's kind of rings of what God said to the Israelites back in the day, isn't it? I love you. You're my people and I'm your God. God loves you. God loves you. God has chosen you to be an example, to be his representatives here in Engadine, here in the world. How are you going at being an example? Are your faith, your love, and your hope shining out? Are people around you thankful for those things? Are there other things that God's done in your life that people around you are thankful for? And see a bit of who God is. They see you and think, wow, how can someone be like them? What has God done in their life that has enabled them to be so amazing? What are you doing to allow God's word to change you? Are you spending time in God's word? Are you giving him the opportunity to change your heart, to make you his, to enable you to be an amazing representative of his here in Engadine? What could you do as a community to be that? Are there things, are there opportunities for you to shine God's light into this community together? Why should we be thankful? Because God is spreading faith, love, and hope through the world. So, Paul, Silas, and Timothy, they were thankful for the Thessalonians' works produced by faith, their labor prompted by love, and their hope which enabled them to endure. And God has chosen them. God chose them to be an example. His chosen people to be an example to those around them. The third thing I want to talk about today is that the word of the Lord was ringing out from the Thessalonians. You get this sort of picture of like a calm pond and you get a big rock and you just throw the rock into the middle of the pond and it just spreads out, the waves ripple out from this rock into the whole pond, don't you? The word of the Lord was ringing out from the Thessalonians. They were such a good example. And they spread the word of the Lord. The Thessalonian believers didn't just receive the word of the Lord, but they lived it out. It changed them. And they became a picture of what God's word does when it comes and changes someone to be more like who Jesus is, more like what he intended us to be. News of the Thessalonians' faith and their love spread everywhere in the region. Their faith and love became renowned in the whole region. People were talking about it everywhere. The word of the Lord is ringing out from the Thessalonians. Their hope in Jesus, that he had rescued them, became known, not only to their neighbours, but to the people who lived further and further away, heard about their faith, heard about what change had been made in their life, and God's word was ringing out from them into the whole region. My friend, Mr. Love, his faith rang out. His faith is ringing out in this community. You see, every time we bring the word of the Lord to Mr. Love, it just doesn't go in one ear and out the other. It changes who he is. It changes his heart. It changes what he does. And not only that, we would give him, like, because he's illiterate, so we'd give him like a little device to listen to the word of God, or we'd give him a SIM card to put in his phone. But every time we went there, we would ask him if he still had it, and he wouldn't. He will have listened to the word of God with someone else, and they asked, "Where did you get this?" And he would give it to them and enable them to listen to the word of God. And every time we'd go there, he wouldn't have a device again to be able to listen to God's word, because he'd already given it away. God's word was ringing out. We were walking through the community nearby his house, and we heard this sound, and we thought, that's one of those devices that we gave Mr. Love. He shared it with this family, and they're listening to it as they go about their day-to-day business. No one knew we were coming. We were just walking through the neighborhood, and we could hear it, the word of God ringing out in their community. Mr. Love was like a banana tree. He multiplied. His family became believers. Others in his community started seeing who God was. He matured, and he was bearing fruit. The Thessalonians, they multiplied. They became mature, and they bore fruit. Paul multiplied himself, matured, and he bore fruit. What about you? Are you multiplying? Are you growing and maturing? Are you bearing fruit in your life of faith? Are you being a banana tree? Maybe you can consider ways that together you can be like banana trees. Multiply the faith. Multiply the number of believers around here. What can you do? Maybe you can look at your own life. How can I open up myself to God's word and change as a result, so that the word of the Lord is ringing out, so that you're becoming an example of those who believe in Jesus, an example of what God has done in your life, and the word of God rings out from you into your community. Why should we be thankful? Because God is spreading faith, love, and hope through the world. Be a banana tree. Let's pray. Heavenly Father, we thank you so much for what you did in Thessalonica. We thank you for the way that you enabled them to work out of their faith, to labor out of their love, to have hope that enabled them to endure, even through suffering and pain. Father, we thank you that they became an example for others, that news of them spread. We thank you that the word of the Lord rang out from them into their community. Father, may that be for us, for you, for these people in Engadine. May people be thankful for their faith, their love, their hope. May they be an example of what you've done in their lives, an example of who you are. And may your word ring out from them. May people hear about them and know you because of them and be able to bring you glory. We thank you, Father, for your word. Please make these guys like banana trees, multiplying, growing, maturing, and bearing fruit in their lives. For your glory's sake, in Jesus' name we pray. Amen.